We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Yes, it is, gentlemen. You got your hands up. It's quarter number four. We bring it home strong. Each and every week, he is Bob Flounders. He's Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. You know where you can find all his stuff. I'm Andy Shea. Our teammate's a part-time teammate now. Ross Tucker is not here. He'll be back next week. And you know what? He's missing out. He is missing the debut. We are going to have an off-season segment. I'm not saying we're going to do it every week, but it's an off-season segment that we like. That is the brainchild of Bob Flounders. It's called Make the Case. So somebody's going to make a case. Generally, it's going to be you, Bob, for something. And Ross and I will either
embrace it or not be great with it.
Not be great with it.
Which is what I'm hoping for.
So we have one right off the bat. These will probably, if they're coming from you, be bold and aggressive.
Yeah, and this isn't like your bold statements from the fall.
No.
This is not like your bold predictions. This is legitimately bold.
I'm looking forward to having that back on the dossier. So that way,
Ross is also looking forward to having that back on the dossier.
No, that's not a bold statement, Andy. I'm ready for it now. So make the case, debut. Here it is, number one, Bob Flounders, the Lion. The Lion.
Why not start with the player that fascinates the Penn State fan base? I think the
enamors.
Most. Tommy Stevens, a talented kid behind, unfortunately, a very legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate.
Absolutely.
In Trace McSorley. I can't believe it's we're entering Trace's final season. Really think about it. But yes.
Like smoke through a keyhole.
So you could make the you could make the argument or the case that Tommy stuck a little bit because his path to playing quarterback, it's gonna require, unfortunately, something would have to happen to Trace.
Correct.
So I'll make my case. I still think, despite the fact that Trace may very well take 90% of the snaps again or whatever it was in 2018, I'm gonna make the case that Tommy Stevens will finish the regular season. Combined rushing touchdowns and receiving touchdowns, it will be double digits. I could say 10. It could even be more. But I do think he will be a very prominent part of the Penn State offense, even if he is not playing starting quarterback. So not throwing touchdowns, running them in or catching them.
I'm with you. And you think he's going to become a threat in the red zone?
He could become the threat in the red zone.
The threat in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to disagree with you. Not because it's just the two of us.
See how this works?
Just because I inherently am going to try and shoot some holes in your
game.
First of all, this is an assumption, and I'm going to grant you this one, that he's at Penn State this fall.
I think that's understood. In my making of the case.
I'm saying it's understood, but
it'd be really hard to do otherwise.
I'm granting you that.
That would be a hell of a thing.
I'm granting you that one, but I think that is the white elephant in the room is the kid wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
He's ready to play. He's capable of playing. There's probably a half dozen Big Ten schools where you could see him as a starting quarterback and be like, "Yep, that kid's pretty good."
Yeah.
That alone, and you can understand that. He wants to play, except he has a Heisman Trophy candidate in front of him. He graduates, according to everything, in the spring, he's going to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels, to a degree, like with this Lion position and the way James and the coaching staff are courting him, that they're recruiting him kind of all over again, just to stay at Penn State, and with good reason. I mean, Who has a better 1-2 combination at the quarterback position? Not the Lion. Quarterback, starting quarterback, backup quarterback. I can't think of a 1-2 that is stronger than these two guys. Not necessarily saying nationwide, definitely in the Big Ten.
So there's a lot of reasons why they're doing this. What you just said is right. They have to convince him to stay. They have to convince him that he's got – even this year and beyond, there's a role for him at Penn State. It's not he can't We're not going to sit you in games and put you in just to take, you know, knees at the end of games. That's part of it. That's part of it.
Yeah.
The other reason why you can do it now is Sean Clifford is no longer being redshirted.
Correct.
So you can expose him to potential injury at other positions and still have a quarterback you really like, you know, to possibly play the position or back trace up if something happens to Tommy.
Right.
The third component is Mike Gesicki is no longer lining up for the Penn State offense. And if you look at the depth chart at tight end, I don't think there's anyone on that depth chart that is really terrifying opponents on the 2018 Penn State schedule. That's three things that kind of tell me that he will definitely see the field quite a bit this year as not the guy at quarterback. And I think that if you look at his ability to run, the fact that he is fast, and the fact that he is got the size to be a matchup problem, to me, it's a green light for him to be on the field a lot in the red zone, unless one of these tight ends plays their eyeballs out in spring and summer. And I don't know that that's going to be the case.
I think Big Ten teams will be more ready for him
mm-hmm.
this year. I think that is why the double-digit number, you might get me at five. I might be able to go through the gate and be your gatekeeper at five, but to me, 10's just too high of a number. A, because I think teams will be ready for him,
mm-hmm.
and I think the flip side of that is while Trace mm-hmm. is a guy who trust matters to Trace, mm-hmm. like he has to know and believe that you're gonna be where he wants you to be. But the other thing I like about Trace is, you kind of don't know where he's going with the ball. If you're taking that away from him, I mean, he showed that the entire second half of this 2017 season when teams just took Barkley away. So Joe Moorhead was like, all right, Trace,
mm-hmm.
you go spread it around. I'm saying that the component of it is that the Big Ten teams will be ready for him. And Trace is very good. One of his hidden strengths is he'll take what you give him and take his chances there instead of trying to force it.
Yeah, so when you see Tommy Stevens in the game in the red zone and you're the defense and you also see Juwan Johnson outside and you see DeAndre Tompkins outside, and oh, by the way, they have that true freshman wideout, Justin Shorter, who may be ready to fire in the second half of the season. You see all those guys possibly outside. You see Miles Sanders in the backfield, and you have to worry about Trace McSorley as a runner. My question to you is, who the hell is going to be matching up with Tommy Stevens?
But you know that in that situation,
but who are you putting on
the game for a reason?
Who are you putting on him?
I think I would put a linebacker on him.
Yeah, I just think that he could probably outmaneuver a linebacker pretty easily, and if you get him the ball in space, even on a pitch, I would take my chances. I think he's a tough matchup. I know that he's not quite the athlete that Mike Gesicki is.
Right.
I know that, but I think he's a pretty – I think he's more of a danger than any of the tight end options. And I think the tight end is the guy that is going to be the hardest guy to match up with, because you got to devote all your resources to all those other guys.
Saquon Barkley will not be at running back.
Correct.
All right, I continue with trying to your case. I'm trying to shoot holes in your make the case. Saquon Barkley will not be your running back.
Right.
All indications are that your guy is going to be Miles Sanders. You're going to be breaking in a new, this is our guy at running back, right? Yeah. You want that guy to get the ball in important situations. You mm-hmm. want him to become the new man.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that Miles can do, but he's got to show it. And confidence comes from producing at the end. And producing at the end means getting into the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
So who's more important to get in the end zone? Your new guy at running back, or your lion?
All right.
Well, I'm going with my running back, or maybe a little play action. Because
they're probably going to score more than 10 touchdowns.
I'm taking 66 to 3 out of the equation.
I think there's a lot of room for everyone to score, and I think you can make this prediction and also say that Miles Sanders accounts for 8 to 10 touchdowns. Trace runs for 5 or 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Juwan Johnson gets 6 to 8 touchdowns. DeAndre Tompkins gets a few. They're going to score some points. The offensive line's going to be better. If they're going to routinely score in the 30s or the low 40s, and I just think that Tommy's true value will lie the closer they get into the end zone, because the other guys can move the ball up and down the field, but I just think he's a really tough matchup. I really do. In the red zone, I just don't know. Whoever you put on him, I think he's got them. Because he's such an athlete, a big athlete. I think he's got some part of his game that's better than that defender.
He does force you to make it. If you what the scenario you laid earlier, when you got all those guys to choose from, he does force a defensive coordinator to make a choice.
Yeah.
Would you put a safety on him to take Tommy? Who would you take away first in that scenario? Would it be if they're at the 7 and it's, second goal at the 7.
Yeah.
And they bring Tommy Stevens in the game, for example, assuming he's at Penn State, But they bring him in. Where do you go? What are you taking away?
I think you put your most athletic outside linebacker on him. But the problem is there's only so many, for example, Darren Lee, when he played at Ohio State. You throw him on him. But there's only, 3 Darren Lees in all of college football. I just think they have the defense over a barrel with Tommy if they want to get him the ball. You can throw him fades. You already saw him score on a little circle route out of the backfield. You can run him. It depends on how creative you want to be. The shuffle pass, we saw it in the Fiesta Bowl.
I hate that play.
You might hate it, but if it works one or two times a game, he's a shuffle pass candidate.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'm granting you that one. I think you are going to see it.
12-game regular season. If he has a couple of 2 or 3 touchdown games, I wouldn't make my case if I felt really good about the Penn State tight ends. I don't feel good about the Penn State tight ends.
That was my next point.
And I do think there is some conscious thought to have Tommy have some success this year and sell him on that in the spring. And I do think they will try and get him the ball this year, because it's not only this year, it's next year. I mean, I just think that they want him for this year, but they really want him for 2019.
Right. This is more about Trace and Tommy than anything else. I just think this is a weird dynamic. This is your backup, right? So you're Trace McSorley and you're a Heisman Trophy candidate starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And you're trying to make your backup look good on the field, who is only going to play if you get hurt. It's just a very weird dynamic. And it's a testament that it doesn't create a problem for these guys, but it's just a weird dynamic.
Just remember, Ohio State moved Braxton Miller to wideout. He was pretty good, and he was a pretty involved guy. They kept him happy. He made a lot of plays. I do think this will happen, and that's why I am making my case right now.
All right. That'll do it. Well done. I think I shot some good holes in it. That's it for the Keystone Kickoff Show this week. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Bob Flounders. We'll be back next week.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.